May we not be afraid to step into the waters. Amen. Our gospel reading today is filled with images, and within each image is a snapshot of a teaching, a snapshot of an invitation. Jesus makes the disciples get into the boat, tells them to go to the other side of the seashore and wait for him there. Jesus sends the disciples on a mission, like he sends us out into the world to be his presence, beyond where we are completely comfortable. Then Jesus goes up the mountain to pray. Jesus is seeking solitude, some space in which to quiet his mind and heart, some space in which to talk to God. A reminder to us that even when something seems so very urgent, a situation so tenuous, so stormy, that this should not keep us from praying. It is our praying, our seeking out God, our prayer life that sustains us, especially in times of trouble, in times of fear and doubt. The disciples have been struggling for hours against the sea. Their small boat is getting battered by the waves, and they are still far from the other side of the shore. This sea of chaos that surrounds them is pushing at the limits of their bodies, pushing at the limits of their capacity to contain their fears and doubts. Jesus begins to head towards them as he walks upon the sea at what would be between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. when the skies are more dark than light. The disciples see a shape, a figure approaching them, and they are afraid and they cry out, "It's a ghost!" When we stay in a deep state of fear and worry, this wears down the body, wears down the mind, activates reactive, emotionally charged thinking. Jesus immediately answers them, trying to reassure the disciples, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter, always so good at reflecting our own doubts, responds, "If it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So Jesus says, "Come." Amazingly, Peter steps out of the boat in faithfulness, and for a moment in time, he and Jesus are profoundly connected to one another. No fear, no worry, no doubt. Aware only of the presence and love Jesus has for him. Then Peter becomes aware of the strong winds, and he begins to sink into the sea. And Peter cries out for Jesus to save him. Jesus immediately catches Peter, taking his hand, bringing him back to the boat. And once they both enter the boat, the waters and the winds calm. Jesus' loving and faithful presence helps us reframe our perception of hardship and fear. Jesus returns to the disciples struggling against the storm. We see Jesus demonstrating that we can meet Christ, find Christ in the midst of storms within our lives. We can meet God in the places of doubt, fear, hardship. God is not absent in these moments. We will each of us face troubled waters, be filled with fear, but we are always accompanied by the assurance that Jesus will not abandon us, that when we need God most, he will extend his arm to lift us up and get us back in the boat. Amen.